AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Sources tell the AP the FBI searched Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate as part of an investigation into whether he took classified records from the White House to his Florida home. Republicans are standing up to criticize the move. The AP's Eric Tucker reports Trump is leading the criticism.
From the perspective of Donald Trump and from the perspective of his supporters, there is a recognition that an FBI search warrant in some ways carries a degree of political benefit. It has the potential to portray him as a victim of overzealous law enforcement. And so in a certain sense, the president was very eager to announce it, and he decried it as something that you would expect from a third world country.
A Justice Department spokesperson declined to comment on the search, including whether Attorney General Merrick Garland had personally authorized it. President Biden signed the $280 billion CHIPS Act in a bid to boost domestic high-tech manufacturing over China.
These companies see what I see, that the future of the chip industry is going to be made in America.
The legislation sets aside $52 billion specifically to bolster the U.S. computer chip sector. At a ceremony in Germany, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin was there when Marine General Michael Langley took over as the top U.S. commander for Africa.
Young Marines around the world are watching, and your extraordinary achievement reminds them that they belong. And it reminds them that the United States military is deeply committed to making progress.
Langley is the first African-American in the Marine Corps to be promoted to four-star general. A grand jury in Mississippi declined to indict the white woman whose accusation set off the lynching of black teenager Emmett Till nearly 70 years ago. Carolyn Bryan Dunham could have been charged with kidnapping and manslaughter. A new study says fewer than one in three people infected with hepatitis C are getting the expensive treatments that can cure them. This is AP News. Jury selection has started in the second trial of two men charged with conspiring to kidnap Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer.
Prosecutors are putting Adam Fox and Barry Croft Jr. on trial again after a jury in April couldn't reach a verdict. Two co-defendants were acquitted. Two more pleaded guilty earlier and will testify against them. The government says the 2020 plot to kidnap the Democratic governor was over their disgust with COVID restrictions and that the men went through training, including scouting her home. Defense attorneys plan to hammer away at the credibility of undercover FBI agents and informants. They say Fox and Croft were victims of entrapment. I'm Julie Walker.
Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer says she tested positive for the coronavirus and is experiencing mild symptoms. Whitmer says she plans to follow proper guidance and protocols while maintaining a remote schedule. The governor says she's fully vaccinated and has received two booster shots. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.